At this season in which charity is high on our agenda, I'd like to address some economic issues. I recently spoke with you about what the oligarchs are doing to American democracy. This time, I'd like to talk with you about what's happening to our jobs and wages. Jobs have recovered slowly from the 2008 crash. Wages have flatlined for a decade. Candidates should be talking about jobs and wages. Some want to turn money over to what they call the job creators. Fabulous fairy tale language. When taxes were cut to the 1%, the great bulk of that money didn't finance jobs or even trickle down to the rest of us. The 1% used it for finance, to jack up asset prices, buy and sell companies, close factories, and outsource jobs abroad, or build McMansions. Everything but better lives for American workers who put in long hours at multiple jobs with little to show for it but worry about the future. Creating jobs by lowering taxes hasn't worked for decades because we already did it decades ago. Now it's become a fairy tale told for the gullible. It's amazing the demonstrable nonsense that people can convince themselves of. Our society insists it's everyone's personal responsibility to find work. As a legal aid lawyer, I worked closely with unemployed, mostly African-American clients. I felt like I was watching them die. Losing a job left them feeling worthless. Nothing was more deeply hurtful or more threatening. With little to tide them over, they lived where they could afford housing, far from jobs, without cars to get interviews or available work, or any network of employed friends to point them to possible jobs. On-the-job training left them few transferable skills, and parents struggled to find affordable daycare. The more they needed work, the harder it was to find a job. We had a fellow do odd jobs, yard work, pick up bottles and cans for the deposit, after losing his last job for lack of transportation. A lawsuit for unrelated injuries got him enough to buy a car. Instantly, he was working steadily. The stuff called tough love isn't love, but it is dumb. People without assets or work become vulnerable to doing anything just to stay alive. That affects all of us. The unemployed cost us money. For unemployment insurance, because of the dislocation that unemployment generates, and for lots of police, because we fear the jobless. They cost us money because of the decrease in property values, the poor prospects of their children, and those who live in areas of high unemployment. We pay in the fear of going out at night or stepping onto the wrong street. And we lose the multi-generational workforce we want for our own programs and projects. Any responsible business person would include all the costs to individuals and to our communities in their balance sheet for deciding whether to support a job program. To evaluate the cost to each of us individually in taxes, compare it to the taxes we have to pay for not putting people to work, as well as the value of the work they could do. The notion that all taxes are bad for us is sloppy economics. Justice, fairness, and safety are not trade-offs, but different sides of the same coin. I'd put people to work rebuilding and improving the infrastructure and other needed projects. There are a lot of things we can do to boost the economy and provide jobs if we're not bamboozled by fairy tale language about what the princes would do for us if only they had even more money.